And how many different ways could you say, I think I'll have time to do it? Instead of saying think, you might say, well,
I'll get to that later.
All right. What word might you use instead of think? Would you ever say, I guess, I suppose I'll have time to do it?
Yeah, I'd rather say I suppose I would have time.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear anybody say anything else like reckon or allow?
That would be out, as I said, but that mostly got out since the people had. Most of the old ones is out, but it used to be that was a very common word, as I said, when I was very young and working with people. I reckon.
What about calculate?
Well, now you'd have to be with different people, and they'd use calculate for you, like that. But I heard it used all right.
And I think we had this one to buy the different things you need for the house, for the kitchen, particularly. You go to the
the hardware stores.
And the food, you usually go to the
grocery store.
And if you're going to go to several stores, you might say, I had to do some
shopping. I had to go to the hardware store, and I had to go to the grocery store. I had to go to the blacksmith shop.
Several.
Yeah.
All right, you ever hear anybody call that trading? You have to go do some trading?
Yes.
But that isn't used much.
That didn't use much anymore because that would include a lot of people who traded a lot of. They had 11 liver stables in Upson County one time. And they were called trading places. So they sold me an order and you swapped and like that. Here's people that come along and you say, what you going to do today? You say, I'm going down trading.
Yeah.
Well, he said, well, what you going to buy? He said, well, I don't know about a whole lot. He said, I may trade for a mule before I come back. I may trade for a horse. You see,
everything.
You go and sell different places.
Right. And what do you say if you buy something and the clerk in the store puts paper around it? You might say, well, he
wrapped the package for me.
And when I got home, I
tore it open.
Open it and would you use another way of saying wrap, put something in front of it? He wrapped it and I
unwrapped
it.
And if someone buys something and then he has to sell it and he loses money, how would you say that? He had to sell it.
You'd say he had
How could you tell someone that he's so, how would you probably say, put a word on there or a few words that meant he sold it for less than he paid for it? He had to sell it
at a lesser price in order to get out of debt.
And if that turned out to be a large amount of money, you might say, he had to sell that for a lot less. That was quite a loss.
Yes.
And if you're considering buying something, but the price is just ridiculous, you might say, well, that's just
unreasonable and it's too high, I won't buy.
I'm not going to buy it. Use the word cost, how would you say it?
It just costs too much, I wouldn't mind.
If you buy things, or someone buys things in a store and have them charged, then the first month the bill comes in, you say the bill is alright, and it is to be paid on a certain day,
it says due the 5th or the 10th, whatever day.
Right, and in a club you must pay your
dues.
And if a man needs some money in a